wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Well, happy Monday to you. 9:08, almost 9:09 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. This is the Andy Griffin Show, and we're joined today by Mr. Jack Lancaster.
Hello, hello.
Or Lancaster, if you're from the East.
If you're from, the Midwest or the East, it's Lancaster.
Yeah, and I live near a town, the town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Didn't say Lancaster.
Yeah, I know. So. I know.
Do you ever say it? You're Lancaster, though.
Lancaster. That's how I've been brought up to say it, yes.
That's good. One thing I learned doing sports, all the years of doing sports, if someone wants their name pronounced a certain way, it doesn't matter how it's quote-unquote supposed to be pronounced. You pronounce it the way they want it.
Yeah, yeah.
I once had a lady come up to me. Her son was a local star, and I think his last name was Smith, which everybody I've ever known pronounces that Smith.
Smythe?
And she came up to me before a game and said, "My son's name is Smythe, not Smith." I'm like, "Oh,
Smyth?
No, it was I. It was just an I, but it was Smythe." She said, "It's a hard I." I'm like, "Got it."
Okay.
And that was his first name, by the way.
Oh, Smythe, the first name?
Smythe was his first name.
Did you tell her how to spell it properly?
Yeah, ask Patty Smythe, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome everybody to the program. Lots to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about the tipping culture. Has the tipping, gone past the tipping point? I thought we'd spend a few minutes, since the 4th of July is this Friday, talking about maybe our favorite 4th of July patriotic type movies. A lot of people have work. I'm not even going to be here. There's like five holidays in radio you get off a year.
Is that one of them? You're going to get a 3-day weekend this year, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to be nice. So,
yeah.
In fact, we'll go to that first, right after I go over a couple of news headlines, because people keep asking about these types of things. Number one, of course, is the Forsyth Fire. You look outside.
Yeah, all that smoke. Wind's blowing the wrong way today.
I did a little study on the fire. First of all, it is not very harmful unless you're super sensitive lung-wise, so you're okay.
Yeah.
But it is heaviest between 7 and 10 a.m. Well, here we are.
Which is right where it is now.
7 and 10 a.m. And by mid-afternoon, I should say, this pretty much will be gone. Most of the smoke will be gone from here.
Yeah.
But the Forsyth Fire is at, I think it's about 12,851 acres, 26% contained. They said there were some little flare-ups near the town over the weekend, and so they had to spend...
Pine Valley?
Yeah, near Pine Valley. So they had to focus on making sure those were not harming anything and stuff. They are worried, so... I don't know if you saw the forecast, Jack. We've got this monsoon, but it's just a small one, and it's not doesn't have a lot of moisture. It's just going to bring a lot of wind and lightning.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's bad.
Exactly what we don't need.
Very bad, yeah. That is supposed to be here tomorrow afternoon and on Wednesday. So there is a community meeting tonight at New Harmony because the fire is kind of getting down on that other side of the mountain, and they're meeting at 7 o'clock. It's just for New Harmony residents, though, so folks don't...
I've been out of town for the weekend. How's Pinto?
Pinto is okay. Yeah, Pinto
was good. Around it.
They're not even evacuated now. You can go back in there and hang out. In fact, they have the ready, set, go evacuation protocol. They were set, not ready, but they were set for a long time. Now they've been back down to ready. So they're good.
So New Harmony is the next.
Yeah, that's
village
the one
in
really,
the line of fire.
Really worried about. Yep. Just. Don't go up there, folks. I know we all want to see it. We want to look at, this is cool. No, don't. They won't even let you in on Pine Valley Road. They won't let you in if you're not a resident.
Yeah.
So, I've done it. We've all done it, right? You see a bad crash on the freeway, you slow down and see if you can see anything.
Yeah.
There's a, some kind of.
There was a big fire on I-15 yesterday. We were driving back from.
Yeah, that was,
from our trip.
That was 1.3 acres burned.
Was it that was, a car?
A car burned. Well, there were actually two of them.
Uh-huh.
A car burned, and then there was also another one that they think it was from a blowout. A flat tire started a brush fire, and it was 1.3 acres of brush fire burned as well. That one was near Tokerville. Which one did,
that was the one. Well, it was north of the Tokerville off-ramp.
Right, by exit 29.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There was also, sadly...
It was on the northbound lane.
Yeah. There was also, sadly, a motorcycle crash this weekend in Leverkin, and guy and his wife were riding a motorcycle. The woman was killed. The man was seriously injured when they drifted across the center line and hit a car.
Jeez.
Very sad. There were a lot of crashes this weekend. It's pretty terrible. See what else there was. Oh, they were. I don't know if you heard about this. So, 15-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy were taken from their home in Idaho, headed to Utah because their dad is a member of the FLDS, and they're not saying he took them, but somebody took the kids and were headed for Utah. They have not found them yet.
They don't know who took them.
They don't know.
But
who
they
took
suspect
them.
The dad did.
Yeah, they think that the somebody involved with the FLDS church is taking them to get them back to the church. And the family has come up with a $5,000 reward for any information that would lead to finding these two teenage kids. Hmm. So it's not a news story. Oh, what is new, though, the measles case, there are now 7 in Utah.
Okay.
It was 2, and then it was 5, and now it's 7 cases of measles in the state of
Utah. Where are you at on vaccinations for measles for your kids?
I think that I'm always 100% for most diseases, vaccination, I think, is a fantastic idea.
So there's a lot of people that don't. That's just why this is spreading around.
In fact, they say 99% of those infected with measles have not been vaccinated.
Right.
There was a big outbreak.
That's a vaccine that works, unlike the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole point of a vaccine, right, is to stop the disease, and COVID-19 vaccine didn't.
Right.
But the measles one does, the rubella, some of those that have been around a long time, they've almost literally knocked those diseases off the face of the earth, almost.
Right.
And so we need to, we need to do those. The van caught fire, that other fire on the freeway, a van caught fire. This was in St. George. The lady noticed smoke coming from her vehicle. She pulled over, got out, and within 10 seconds, the whole thing was burning.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, she got out safe, fortunately, but the van was a complete loss.
Wow. Yeah.
And there was a little brush fire, but they got that out pretty quickly.
I had that happen once.
Did you?
Yeah. Really? I was driving to Cedar City, and I had a alternator decide the bearings seized up on the alternator.
Really?
And I'm driving along, and I'm hearing this, really weird. And then all of a sudden, my serpentine belt snapped.
Oh, man.
And the smoke starts coming out from under the hood, and I'm going down the freeway. And I'm up by, we're about where Walmart distribution center is. I pulled over, and the smoke's coming out, and I'm going, crap.
Did your car burn?
No. Once I stopped, it cooled off.
Oh, that's
good. But that's good. But it I had to call for help, and it kind of freaky for a minute, man.
That's scary. Yeah. Couple of other news headlines. disposable vapes, the vapes, the doctors for a long time were like, well, this is better than cigarettes. As they're finding out now, it may not be better than cigarettes because tobacco-wise, they are better, so you don't get as much tobacco, but it has other stuff in it that cigarettes don't have, toxic metals.
I think anything you put in your lungs except for air is probably not good.
Yeah, good point.
You know.
A plane landed on the freeway yesterday up in northern Utah. You imagine that?
Hey, I've been out of town. Did we know why there was a fire at the dump last week?
Yeah, they got it out. It was only burning for a few hours, but they did get it out. But it was just dump fire stuff.
Oh, okay.
Dumpster fire. Yeah.
As a dumpster fire.
and then they found this, to me, this is fascinating. There's a fungus called Pharaoh's Curse fungus. It's actually deadly if you get too much of it. But they found that small amounts of this fungus actually kills cancer cells.
Huh.
And they believe
it turns into a zombie, like the last of us.
Maybe. But they do believe that if they can figure out the right amount, that it could help maybe cure some forms of cancer. That'd be something.
That'd be something.
So that's your headlines today here on the Andy Griffin Show. There were some others up, but they were all up Cedar City and stuff.
And then you grow mushrooms out your ears.
Yeah. All right, let's talk movies for a minute, Jack.
Okay.
4th of July, most people have the day off. I don't know anybody that actually has to work on the 4th of July. I guess a lot of retail places will still be open.
Yeah.
Your business will likely
be open.
Be open.
Yeah.
But people are going to have some extra time, some spare time. You're going to barbecue, do things like that. But some people would like to, maybe because it's so hot outside, maybe huddle up inside where it's cool and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Do you have some movies in particular that you like?
The family came over, and we watched Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. Great movie.
That was fun movie for 4th of July.
I think, it's funny. When that came out, I think there was a lot of angst out there of, is this going to be as good as the original? Is it going to be worth watching? Because, let's face it, a lot of sequels are pretty awful.
Yeah.
But it was good.
But turns out, you know, when Trump bombed Iran, it was the same movie.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. Top Gun Maverick, though, fantastic show. I think, I don't know, as good as the original, but very close.
I think it was probably better.
Better?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now, yeah, but at the time.
No, at the time.
The original Top Gun was pretty amazing.
Yeah, at the time, it was pretty cool.
Made you I had a crush on Kelly McGillis for a long time,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to get a bullet.
It's hard to say, but that was good. Yeah, I remember renting it and watching it in the clubhouse. I lived in a place in Vegas and in a apartment complex and had a little party down there. It was a good movie.
I wanted a bullet bike and I wanted to fly jets. Now, Tom Cruise and most pilots are not very large. I am a big man. There's no way I would have ever been a jet pilot, but they'd have to build an extra large jet for me if that were to happen. In fact, I joke, my friend Jack Hunter, who works at the airport museum out there, he says he's going to take me up one of these days in that red Chinese MiG they have.
Oh,
and I said,
scary.
Jack, I might be able to get in, but you'd never get me out of there. And he goes, I can get you out. Just push the eject button. All the more reason for me not to want
to
ride
go there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess they have parachutes on them, but still, it doesn't sound fun.
No.
So anyway, okay, Top Gun Maverick is a pretty good one. Yeah. I would say, for me, that would be top five of movies to watch on the 4th of July. That's a good one. Do you have any others in mind? That
You know, I've always liked Independence Day.
You just got my number one.
Yeah.
To me, when he says, today is not just Independence Day for the United States, but for the whole world. Yeah. I was like,
good speech.
Bill Pullman, I think, is the president in that movie. It's just a great movie. Will Smith with kind of almost comic relief. Some of his comments and stuff.
Back when Will Smith was funny.
Before he slapped people and stuff.
You know, I think he ruined his career.
Really?
I don't care to see him anymore in anything.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Anything new, especially.
Well, there's one other. If you remember, Mel Gibson got caught years ago in a drunken anti-Semitic rant.
Yeah, but he didn't hit anybody.
No, but he kind of ruined his career.
But he was drunk.
Yeah, but he kind of ruined his career. And I think the same thing with Will Smith. He kind of ruined his career. I still, to this day, I believe that whole thing was staged as a promotional event. But now, looking back, I'm like, maybe not. Because Will Smith, I thought it was going to launch him into bigger stuff. It didn't at all.
No. So. But I had no idea that his wife was so goofy. I just didn't know. I don't follow that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I never liked her. She tried to do a heavy metal album.
Oh, really?
It was terrible.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. I tried to listen to some of it, and I'm like, what is she doing? That's not. It was full of vulgarities and stuff. And it was just not good. And, you know, I don't want to comment on her. What is it? Alopecia? Is it with the patchiness of her hair?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. That's why Will slapped Chris Rock, because he was making fun of her hair. But
it's so stupid.
Yeah. I agree.
To do that on national TV, live TV.
Yeah. Why would he do that? Doesn't make sense.
Well, right? Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know.
He thinks he's defending his wife's honor, but apparently she's been fooling around with him on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Their marriage is not good. Yeah. No. So.
I don't know. I feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
But I don't care to see him anymore. It's just me. Yeah.
But he's still a pretty funny guy. You wouldn't, you wouldn't go see a Fresh Prince remake or something.
Like I said, before when he was funny, but now, I don't know.
Yeah.
What was the movie he was in that was actually really good where he did the...
The Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes. That was good.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Good movie. I like that. And he played... He was not a comedian guy in it.
That was good. And that's based on a true story. Those are always better movies, in my opinion, for me, anyway.
I have a friend who swears that you spell happiness with a Y because of that movie. They're like, oh, it's right there in the movie. You have to. I'm like, no, that was just, they changed it a letter to make it kind of interesting.
Stand out.
Okay, other 4th of July movies. We said Top Gun Maverick. We also got to go to the original Top Gun.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of a copy of that one.
Sure.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere in movie land. And any others you can think of?
Well, a lot of folks will say The Patriot.
Okay. Speaking of Mel Gibson, right?
I thought the movie was okay. I had a hard time believing the British were that brutal.
Yeah.
At that time, like to put everybody in a church and set it on fire.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that actually would have happened. I don't know. That's just me. Because to me, the Brits, they were a different you know, they fought.
They kind of had honor a little bit.
They had, that's more of a coward. You don't shoot women and children, you know, especially if you're a British officer, you know.
But then again, the dogs of war come calling, and sometimes you do some
stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. That could have actually happened in history, but I don't know.
There are contentions out there that some of our American soldiers in Vietnam did some things they never would have done.
And in Korea, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know Korea.
Oh, yeah, they shot up a village in Korea. Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay. On this article in the Deseret News, they mention The American President. I've never seen that movie.
Is that the one with Kevin Kline?
Yes.
That was actually okay.
It was okay. All right.
Yeah. The funnier one was when.
You know what? Kevin Kline. No, this is the Michael Douglas one.
Yeah. The Kevin Kline one was better.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Because the president died. And they put him in a freezer. And this guy was a spitting image of the president. So they brought him in.
That one. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. It was called Dave or something like that.
Dave. Yeah. And it was like Moon Over Parador. I don't know if you saw that one.
I haven't seen that. No.
That's the same story, but it's in Central America dictatorship. Where this American actor, Richard Dreyfuss, goes down there.
Nice.
And
we're going to need a bigger
boat. One of my favorite actors, Raul Julia. He's dead now. But
oh, yeah, I remember him. You know, yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was in that. You know. And I highly recommend, and it's not a patriotic movie, but if you ever get a chance to watch Moon Over Parador, it's hysterical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. One of the movies they have listed is The Sandlot. Is that an American patriotic movie in your mind? First of all, I love The Sandlot. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's, I think it's a great movie.
I saw it once.
Is it patriotic?
I don't remember it. I mean, no. It's just baseball, kids playing ball, you know, so.
Now, I think the ultimate scene where Benny the Jet is running through the picnic, I think that was on the 4th of July, so you could make a case, well, it's 4th of July movie, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is about baseball, and baseball is definitely very American,
right?
You're killing me, Smalls, or whatever. Yeah, very American. So
you go try to get the ball over the fence when the dog's there.
Yeah. Miracle, I guess, is a movie that I have not seen, but it's about the Miracle on Ice from the 1980.
Was oh, it, I think Kurt Russell played the coach in that.
Yeah,
that was good.
Herb Brooks was the coach. Kurt Russell played him mm-hmm. in the movie, and of course,
another movie based on history, which is really always really good.
Yeah, they list The Music Man as one of their choices.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the play; I've never seen the movie. Same with West Side Story, but I guess they're very American. I don't know if they're patriotic.
Yeah, not necessarily.
So, 42, the book about Jackie Robinson, uh-huh. Blake breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball. I haven't seen that one either, but I would like to. And then Gettysburg. I haven't seen
that. That was hard to watch.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turning Point of the Civil War. Let's see.
All those, you know, again, the Civil War stuff, it's so brutal.
Yeah.
Everything's so
Americans
brutal.
Killing Americans, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
National Treasure.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a fun movie. Such fiction. I've never been a Nick Cage fan, but I thought he did a pretty good job in this movie.
I kind of liked Nick Cage.
Do you? Yeah. I think he's kind of a knothead.
he was really funny. You should watch that movie he did not too long ago called, it had him and that Spanish, or that Hispanic actor that's a comedian. He's in everything now. He was in Last of Us. Anyway, it got me on the spot now. I can't think of it. But it was a Nick Cage movie where he plays himself.
Oh, really?
And then he goes over to the Spanish millionaire's birthday party to do a thing because he's broke. And he ends up caught up in a drug deal thing. And it's funny. Yeah.
He was in, I think it was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I thought it was
I never
awful.
Saw that, but I heard that was pretty good.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No. But I did like him as Ghost Rider. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, one more patriotic movie, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
About an 100%. Underdog who.
Yeah, and it was based on the bicentennial in 1976.
Yeah.
And, Apollo Creed, you know.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And yeah. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't that Sylvester Stallone's first breakout movie?
That was his breakout movie, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where he really.
I think he was in The Lords of Flatbush before that.
Okay.
But he wrote I think he produced or co-produced the Rocky, and he wrote it and starred in it, yeah.
Have you ever been have you touched the Rocky statue at the Spectrum?
I've been to Philadelphia once. It was on a layover.
I ran up the stairs and put my arms up. Because everybody, that's the tourist thing to do. I run up the stairs and put your arms up and stand next to the Rocky statue. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But
I was a missionary, and that was 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So.
No, that actually the cool, that would be a good movie. And what's cool about that is, you know, he didn't win the fight.
Yeah, people forget.
You would think that he would win, but he didn't.
But he won later fights.
Right.
Including beating Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
You know, the Russian bad guy.
Yeah.
With the buzz haircut. So. Rocky. And by the way, everybody said, wait, was Rocky even out 40 years ago? Yeah, it actually was kind of an old movie 40 years ago because it had been out for 10 years.
I remember seeing it in high school.
Yeah.
We went on a field trip, or we were on a football trip or something and saw it in Provo.
That'll give you an idea of how old Jack is, by the way.
Yeah.
One other movie.
78 or 79.
Yeah. One other movie that didn't make the list of theirs, but I thought was it, and it's rated R. I'm going to warn you up front. If you don't like R movies, you don't watch R movies. But I thought Saving Private Ryan was a great movie about American fortitude. And, you know, the Jack Ryan at the end is the old guy saying, honey, tell me I lived a good life. Did I live a good life? Did I live a life that was worth saving?
And again, that was a really, really good movie that was hard to watch for me.
It was. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I love Patton.
Okay.
You know, George Patton. C. Scott.
Yeah,
you
just I haven't seen that. Boy, I saw that in like when I was 12 or something. That was 40-something years ago.
You can't get any better than you know, for an actor that really portrays the character, I thought, you know,
it was
George
good.
C. Scott, he was Patton.
I do remember that.
And the way you talked about the American spirit was really cool. And it's really sad because I don't feel like we don't have that so much anymore. But
darn it. We need to get it.
But he says, when you see your friend that got blown up next to you, you'll know what to do.
Nice. Very nice. 9:30 on KDXG. Let's do a weather break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about tipping culture. Now, Jack runs an establishment here in town where tips are available if you want to give one, but are they required? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
I apologize. It was supposed to play a weather update and skipped it, but we had a computer updating situation here. But just real quickly, high of 107 today, 105 tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, evening is when that storm is supposed to roll through, but sadly not as wet as we were hoping it was going to be. Only about a 15% chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday. And unfortunately, it will also bring what looks like lightning, and that's
well,
what
caused. Well, pay your tithing, everybody.
Yeah.
We need the rain.
Get those windows of heaven open.
Yep.
All right, couple of tests. First of all, the name you were trying to come up with was Pedro Pascal.
Pascal. And the movie was The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Okay. All right. I honestly, how old would that movie be?
3-4 years old.
Oh, not that old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody suggested for your 4th of July viewing pleasure, Yankee Doodle Dandy by James Cagney.
Okay. So I really liked, there's a Kevin Costner movie came out in 2015 called McFarland USA. I thought that was a really good patriotic. Okay. And the thing is, when we think patriotic, a lot of times we're thinking war movies. Right. But also when I think about movies that kind of show the people achieving the American dream type thing, where, you know, it's only possible in here type place. So McFarland USA is based on a true story about a football coach who gets redemption, after slapping a kid. And he gets fired, and then he goes to a school district in California, McFarland, and Central Valley, and he ends up coaching these Hispanic kids on becoming cross-country
not
runners.
A football team, but rather
not a football team,
cross-country.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I went to Shakespeare Saturday night. Went to As You Like It.
Okay.
My impression, first of all, they did a good job. The actors were very good. And I'm wondering, I don't know if you know this or not, so is Utah Shakespearean Festival and Tuacon, are they on the same level, or is Tuacon higher level because you're paying nationally and internationally known actors? They were pretty good, but I don't know. I would.
Well, you know, Shakespeare is a Tony Award winning.
That's right.
For regional plays.
Yeah,
what was the gentleman's name that started the whole thing over there that ran that thing? He just passed.
Randall?
Fred Adams?
Fred Adams, that's okay. Yep, that's okay. Way to go. Way to come up with the name.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. One thing about going to an actual Shakespearean play, you got to concentrate.
You got to listen to the language.
You got to focus, man, and somewhat interpret, for instance, wherefore means why.
I've only gone to one, and we went to, what was the one with the witches? Was that Macbeth?
Witches of Eastwick. Or Macbeth had witches too.
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. Anyway, we went to the pre-play
the green
orientation.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that was, yeah. Where they told you about the play
and what to look for,
and that helped so much.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. Well, it was funny because I'm sitting there really focused trying to pick up on all that they're saying and making sure I laugh at the appropriate times because there were some funny lines. And my wife did that for about like a half an hour, and then finally she's like, you know what? This is too much. Just tell me what happened later. so we did talk about it later on the drive home. But it was a fun experience. I got to get my favorite barbecue, too. I went at the High Voltage up there in Parowan with Cade.
Okay.
Military veteran, Cade Borden, uh-huh. and friend of mine. And had brisket and ribs.
Does he have a restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, in Parowan?
Yeah, it's open Friday and Saturdays only.
Only.
But that's usually the day we're headed up to Salt Lake or whatever. Oh. So we try to hit his barbecue joint on the way up through there. So,
huh.
He does a really good job. And he is the only person I know of, when it comes to barbecue, that actually orders real Texas post oak, real post oak wood from Texas, and uses that in his smokers.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
So that's attention to detail there.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Speaking of details, let's talk about details when it comes to how much money you leave for someone in different tipping situations. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I'm ashamed to report it, but I'm going to report it. Utah is the worst tipping state in America.
Okay.
4.9% is the average tip left in America. Mm-hmm. Now, in Utah. Now, they took into account full-service restaurants where you sit down and have a waiter and the cloth and all that, and also what they called, what was the word they used? Fast-service restaurants.
Yeah.
Which are places where you order at the counter and a lot of times get your own food or have the food brought to you.
Right.
And so tipping, to me, that's not an accurate. To me, they should have done a study of just full-service restaurants. What do we tip then? And then fast-service restaurants, what do we tip then? And separated those out. Because to average those together, to me, is not a real story of it. But, Jack, as a business owner, how does tipping affect you? How important is it? I know there are a lot of us out there, myself included, that get really tired of the teenager behind the thing turning. It's just going to ask you a couple of questions now.
Yeah.
And one of the questions is going to be, do you want to leave a 15, 20, 25, 30%? Yeah. And then you feel guilty when you hit skip or you hit zero or whatever. And the kid's got the old puppy dog eyes.
Well, they don't know they can't see what you're tipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know.
I don't know.
I can tell you, the other side of the screen does not show.
Okay. Yeah. So what are we on the hook for here, Jack? Should we be tipping faster?
So look at it this way. If you want to hire quality people, you've got to pay a quality wage, if that makes sense. Okay. If you want to have quality people, you got to pay them quality. And again, quality is a subjective term, but you can figure that, But in order to pay them a good wage, it helps when the tips come in and compensate for the underpayment. For example, minimum wage is $7.75, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you probably nobody gets minimum wage anymore.
No.
Which is fine. Again, the market will bear. The labor is a commodity like anything. So, people are going to work for $10, $11, $12, $15 an hour. But if you pay someone, let's say, $11 an hour, and by tipping, now that person's effective wage goes up to, $16, $17 an hour. Now you're able to keep a more quality worker. You're able to ask more, from the owner's point of view, you're able to ask more responsibility and more accountability of your employee because you're in effect paying them more. And then that helps keep if you're at a restaurant, for example, it helps keep the food costs more reasonable because of the tipping, they don't have to pay the employee as much, on the paycheck. The hourly wage versus the tip wage, the tips that they receive.
So you're looking at, when you hire someone, Jack, you're saying, hey, this is the hourly wage, but I can tell you, on average, in the last year, we've given out X amount of dollars.
You could say, for example, you look at history, you can say, on average, people get between $3 and $6 an hour.
So that's an actual hiring point for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When you bring someone
absolutely.
In. Okay.
So that way, they can say that, well, I'm getting, actually I'm getting a minimum of this or a maximum of that. And it's it helps for the business owner to keep his costs in line, because he doesn't have to. Again, that extra tip is basically an extra wage that goes to the staff, if you will. And depending on the type of, well, if it's a sit-down type restaurant, you know, the servers are making $2 or $3 an hour.
Yeah, they're not making much.
They're not making much at all. So the tip is really what they're living on, what they're counting on. When my wife and I go out, my wife tips very generously because she used to work as a waitress for years and years and years. And so,
are you okay with that? Does it drive you crazy sometimes?
It used to drive me crazy, but now it doesn't. Okay. And now I actually tip quite a bit. I mean, we went fishing. A buddy of mine and I went fishing over the weekend, and we rented a boat and at Otter Creek. And this 14-year-old kid come out and helped us put the boat together. And I tipped him, you know.
Nice.
And he says, that's the first tip we've gotten all year. I go, well, cool, man. You deserve it.
Well, one of the things, this is a weird little side thing, and maybe you can address this.
Uh-huh.
There are a group of us out there, me being one of them, who I don't like the pressure of the tip. I meaning, like, dude, include it in the price or whatever. And then if I'm willing to pay it, I'll pay it. And to me, when it comes, when I get the bill and it says, okay, do you want a tip, whatever. And I'm not talking about full-service restaurants because, you know, that's under, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Waiters that make $3 an hour need good tips. But I'm talking about just your average place, getting your haircut, wherever. I would rather have them build in the price of the tip and have the owner figure that out than for me to have to try to decide.
Well, if you look at, I could make an argument on
okay,
that.
Okay, I want to hear it.
If a tip is optional, then you're not, then you don't, you're not optioning to pay more for your haircut, for example.
But the tip is never optional.
Yeah,
in it situations is. Like no, it's sure not. Is. Go get your haircut and don't tip some. Guess what happens next time? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I get. Well,
I don't think it really is optional that in situations like that.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, a tip can be optional, so it keeps the price at a more competitive price for the next guy.
Yeah,
if you will.
I understand that.
You know,
there's just so much. My wife
just tell me where you get your haircut, Andy. I'll go tip. I'll double the tip, and then you can pay.
My wife goes and gets her hair done, and this lady, and she's fantastic. She loves. She does a great job and everything. And then but we pay her through Venmo.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife's like, okay, will you send her payment for the you know, the haircut, whatever she had done. I'm like, okay, what do I say? What did it cost? She goes, well, it costs X amount of dollars, but you need to include a tip. And I'm like, what do I do now? You know, the pressure's on. Do I mean, if I give her a bad tip, does my wife's hair look funny the next time?
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, but there's a lot of pressure there.
They're professional. They're going to always give you good service. Come on.
All right.
You got to give them the credit.
All right. All right. Yeah, and by the way, my wife cuts my hair, so I don't give her.
Well, you better give her a good tip.
I give her a lot of time.
I'll tell you what.
Her a back rubber and neck rubber. Yeah, so. You're right. You need to give the wife a very good tip.
I think I like tipping now, because, well, for one thing, it's easier, you know, to do it, because my wife gave me a pretty good example of it.
Okay.
She says these people are working very hard for a little bit of money, and you need to help them out. And I've been there, so.
So give
credit to her.
If I go to a fast service restaurant, like I go to the counter, order my food.
I don't tip at McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah, that kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should. But they still, a lot of times, will turn the screen around and ask you to.
Yeah. Well, if they're going to capture a little bit extra money, then that, again, that offsets the cost of their labor. You know? So.
But would you do it if they turn the screen around?
I don't know. Probably the smallest one.
I was going to say
for a McDonald's thing. Really, what I look at is the service that I'm getting for it. You know, is there a personal service that's coming to me from that person? You know, and so if there's really nothing,
ringing up your order.
If I go to the kiosk and order, and then the food comes up, and really they haven't. I mean, I don't see why I should tip. But if I'm, I don't know. You know, when we go on trips, you know, the guys that carry our bags, I tip them, you know.
Nice. Yeah. There's a restaurant over off of exit 10, new restaurant. Actually, I'm going to say Panera Bread. Go to Panera Bread.
Uh-huh.
They have a kiosk. You order the kiosk.
Yeah.
They make the food, so somebody's doing something, right?
Yeah.
But then they yell out your name. Uh-huh. All right. And
they don't bring it out to you.
No, they don't bring you go get it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody made it, I guess. So should I be, you know, should I be getting up and going, hey, will you give this to the guy that made the sandwich? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I should have to tip in that situation where I'm getting the food myself and I ordered through a computer.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know that we solved anything. I think Jack is a little more pro tip than I am.
Yeah, I would say.
Not a ton more because, you know, like you said, fast food place. Should I be tipping a kid that punches in my order on the screen? Probably not, right?
Right. You know, they're going to, a lot of places that they bring their food out to you, then they, you know, they're going to clean the table after you leave, you know, so.
Well, there's one there, the buffets. You pay for your buffet. Right. How much do you leave the girl that brings you a drink?
Right.
Because she's not bringing your, you have to get up and get your own food. Yeah. So how much, a full 20%? I don't know. Probably not, right?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Anyway, like I said, we haven't solved the world's problems. We picked out a few 4th of July movies, and we've decided that Jack and I tip a little differently.
We're not going to solve anything here, buddy. We're not going to solve anything. But, we're just having fun, man.
We are having fun. This is the Andy Griffin Show. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
All right, just wrapping up the whole tips thing here on the Andy Griffin Show. Clay says, tips should not be built in as you suggest. This sends a message that lousy servers get the same rewards as efficient servers. Hard workers are also offended that subpar service gets equal rewards. If you want to know who the hard workers are, ask a hard worker. But I actually disagree with that because I think nowadays bad servers and good servers do get the same. I mean, you said, you can adjust that. Not too much.
Yeah.
The 20% is expected, period.
A lot of times, I put zero on the tip.
Okay.
And then I pay them cash for his tip.
And what's the point there? What are you trying to do?
Well, because it costs to get the money out of the credit. Credit card charges are 2 to 3%. Right. To the business.
Yeah, you guys get hit for that.
And then the money's diluted right away. And then if it's cash, then they don't typically, I don't know for a fact, but typically if it's credit card, then they get the tip on their paycheck, which is taxed. But if it's cash, then they just give it to them.
So you're in their pocket. Yes. And they're technically supposed to pay their own taxes on that. Although President Trump is trying to make no tax.
I hope that goes through sooner the better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Same with there shouldn't be tax on Social Security. There shouldn't be tax on, overtime.
They're not going to, yeah, this is a proposal.
Yeah.
All of that I agree with.
Yeah.
They just need to cut spending.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody has an apoplectic fit over cutting their favorite government program.
Yeah. One other text, I don't tip 20% on Quick Device, but I may do a few bucks.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good practice, depending on.
And you could just say custom, you know, and put down $1 or $2 or whatever it is you want to put.
Okay.
If you feel like, you know, the 10%, I think 10% or 15 is usually the lowest one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why it's happening, because I used to, in my business, we used to not have that automatic option on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we were capturing maybe 1% or 2% in tips. When we put that in, we're now capturing 5 to 6%.
So it definitely has made a difference.
So it's made a huge difference.
Well, I mean, logically, of course, because we don't even think about it if it's not there.
Well, it's easier.
Yeah.
And they don't have to, and it's easier on my end because I don't have to reconcile all the tickets at the end of the day. Before you had to reconcile the ticket and add the tip in manually. And then there was an opportunity to make a mistake. Like if you put in an extra zero, then the guy tipped $50 instead of five.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you got to be careful with that.
I'm curious, how many people at your business pay cash? Can you give me a percent? Is it 5%?
10.
10%?
Yeah.
About 10%?
Yeah.
That surprised me in this day and age. I thought, named.
And it's funny. It's like on Friday, you'll get more cash than Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. I think when people run out of cash towards the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some of us old guys are emptying out our wallet.
Yeah.
You sometimes don't have a 20 sit in my wallet for a month.
Yeah.
And then finally, I guess I'll use it.
You know?
I'll bust the 20 or the 50 or whatever it is. So. By the way, in case you didn't know, folks, today is National Social Media Day. It's something we've grown accustomed to, being on screens ever since the early days of MySpace and Friendster. I don't remember Friendster, but I was on MySpace. Worldwide, it's estimated that upwards of 5 billion people use... How many people are in the world? 6 billion?
Something like that, yeah.
Seems like that's, 5 billion seems too much, but maybe not. If you're looking for ideas about what to share on social media today, keep in mind it's also National Meteor Watch Day.
Okay. Meteor Watch?
Meteor Watch.
Not Media Watch? Meteor Watch?
Meteor, yeah.
Today is there a meteor shower going on?
No, but today is the anniversary of the largest meteor strike in world history. It happened in Russia. Yeah, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, very good.
Yeah.
Jack knows his stuff, folks. I did not cue him in on that, but he was on it. So, but anyway, speaking of social media and screens, I have some numbers for you, Jack. Tell me if you're amazed or if you think these are about right. Worldwide, people spend an average of 6 hours and 38 minutes a day looking at screens. In the U.S., that's 6 hours and 40 minutes. So we're 2 minutes above the national average.
Or the world average.
The worst country in the world for screen time, South Africa, where they spend 9 hours and 37 minutes a day on their screens every single day. Why?
Because it's so crappy down there. They're commies. They turned commies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to
one of the worst run countries in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The crime is horrible. Oh, they just passed a law that says they can confiscate your property without compensation. The government can.
That sounds communist.
Yeah. That's because it is.
It is communist. Yeah. Okay. Nearly half of American teenagers have a screen time of more than 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
More than half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, the one thing about it, so if we want to go screen time, I'm looking at a screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
I work 9-10 hours a day here looking at a screen the entire time, except for when I get out and walk around or whatever. So, you know, if we go that way, if we're talking about work and stuff, I go 9 hours here, and then I might watch a show with my wife or play the Xbox for a little while, and all of a sudden I'm at 11 hours.
Yeah,
I'm way above. So if we just go that way, I don't know that I like the study. I would like a study that talked more about how much time we spend on social media.
Yeah.
And how much time we spend on games and how much time we spend on watching TV. You know, TV anymore, did you know streaming TV has now surpassed cable and satellite?
Well, I just realized I have Dish and then I have, all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Skywalker Ranch. And Alone, which are two of my favorite shows,
okay.
I've gone like 5 weeks and I haven't been on broadcast TV. I go on YouTube and I go on Netflix or
Amazon. So you have them both and you choose mostly to watch the
streaming. Well, it's because I can choose the program.
Okay.
You know, I do watch a lot of YouTube because there's videos that I tend to watch and there's channels that I like to watch.
By the way, we did Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life the other day on the show.
Oh, huh?
I know you like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, huge
You're a fan.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Huge fan.
By the way, neither one of us are practicing rule number one, which is have good posture.
Well, I'm trying. I'm on the edge of my chair.
Yeah,
now.
Okay.
Right. Stand up straight.
I think, that rule, and maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, those are but they are metaphorical, too, more than just literal.
Absolutely.
A lot of those rules. So.
Yeah, you know, he says, when you speak truth, then it makes you a stronger person.
I like it.
So, I mean, there's a lot. But, yeah, that's a good he's one of those. I think he's one of those once-in-a-generation type people that come along.
And he's Canadian, for crying out loud.
I know. You never know. I mean, hey, William Shatner was Canadian. So, you know, you can get some good product quality.
Maple syrup, William Shatner, and Jordan Peterson.
There you go.
that summarizes all of Canada right there. Not very nice. I know. I know some very nice people from Canada.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, Roger, is from Canada.
Uh-huh.
So, from Alberta.
Yeah.
I don't know what town, no. State of Alberta. The province.
Province.
So.
You know, they're really mad at their country right now. They're Albertans.
They want to be Americans.
They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
That could happen.
We should talk about it next time.
Okay.
Jack will be back in a couple of weeks, folks. I'm done for today. Marianne on tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
We're out of time. We will see you in the AM.